June 20, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, Pruning and Grafting. Opening prayer. Father, help me as I read your words today to focus on your renown. More of you, Lord, less of me. Read Romans chapter 11, verses 11 through 24. Engrafted branches. Again, I ask, did they stumble so as to fall beyond recovery? Not at all. Rather, because of their transgression, salvation has come to the Gentiles to make Israel envious. But if their transgression means riches for the world, and their loss means riches for the Gentiles, how much greater riches will their full inclusion bring? I am talking to you Gentiles. Inasmuch as I am the apostle to the Gentiles, I take pride in my ministry in the hope that I may somehow arouse my own people to envy and save some of them. For if their rejection brought reconciliation to the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the part of the dough offered as first fruits is holy, then the whole batch is holy. If the root is holy, so are the branches. If some of the branches have been broken off, and you, though a wild olive shoot, have been grafted in among the others and now share in the nourishing sap from the olive root, do not consider yourself to be superior to those other branches. If you do, consider this. You do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off so that I could be grafted in. Granted, but they were broken off because of unbelief, and you stand by faith. Do not be arrogant, but tremble. For if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either. Consider therefore the kindness and sternness of God. Sternness to those who fell, but kindness to you, provided that you continue in his kindness. Otherwise, you also will be cut off. And if they do not persist in unbelief, they will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. After all, if you were cut out of an olive tree that is wild by nature, and contrary to nature were grafted into a cultivated olive tree, how much more readily will these, the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? Reflect. Thank God that those who are Gentiles can be grafted into the family of God's people and share all the benefits of the gospel. It all sounds a bit complicated. Paul was speaking to a church composed of both Jewish and Gentile believers, using familiar horticultural language. For example, grafted, roots, branches. The Jewish believers were finding it hard to understand how Jesus' coming had affected their place in God's family, and the Gentile believers needed to understand how their salvation story arose out of what God had done through the Jews. There's a big plan going on. Through the Jewish people's failure, the gift of salvation has come to the Gentiles. Their loss is a gain for the world. But Paul has something further in mind. Could it be that Jewish envy of Gentiles' faith will eventually lead them to embrace faith through Christ? Paul warns the Gentile believers, there's no place for feelings of superiority. After all, they didn't plant the root. God is the gardener. It's the root that supports our life, not the other way around. Grafted in because of faith in Christ, there's no room for pride on our part. We must continue to rely on God's kindness. There's good news for Jewish believers, too. Those who believe will be grafted in again to their own olive tree. Apply. Has God led you to, or do you know of, Jewish people who do not yet know Jesus? What can you do to help them hear the gospel message? Closing prayer. Thank you, Father, for your plan of salvation that is for all people everywhere. Help me do all you call me to spread the gospel's message.